The flying foxes are roosting in trees in Aberdeen and force this month's local cam draft to be postponed. Organisers postponed the event, not wanting to take any risk with the thousands of flying foxes besides the Hunter River. Event Secretary Scott Ryan says with an alternative venue unavailable, they're prepared to wait it out and give the bats a chance to move on.
Too much of a risk with the bats that have moved into the grounds at the moment going to be there. So we've decided to postpone and having another meeting in 4 weeks' time to see if the bats have moved on and if we can pick another date.
The concern here is, of course, the Hendra virus.
And there's also a chance of horses to human as well transferring.
There are a lot of owners now of horses that do vaccinate against the Hendra virus, but not all of them do.
More of a Queensland thing, and because the Hendra virus hasn't actually, I don't believe, has come down this far. I think the last reported case was around the Coffs Harbour area, Port Macquarie area, but nothing this far down.
And is it a cost thing why more and more people, as well as being quite a distance from that area of Queensland, is the reason why people are not vaccinating?
Yeah, cost as well as not enough information, I believe, out there for people to make the decision if they are going to vaccinate. Sort of got rushed out, and I don't think enough people know enough information about it yet, and there is some side effects that some people have got from the needles.
The presence of the flying foxes has prompted a reminder of the dangers of the bat to the horse owners. Scone Equine Hospital Managing Director and vet Cameron Collins says horse owners should think about the benefits of the vaccination given the current circumstances.
I think what this serves to do is bring to people's attention the health hazards with being closely associated with flying foxes, and that's a human health issue and it's an equine health issue. So in a situation like this where the flying foxes are roosting in the trees around the river, we think it's best that people are aware that close contact with flying fox feces and any discharge from a flying fox is a potential health hazard to humans and to horses.
So far the dangers have been up around that northern New South Wales region where there's a lot of colonies of these flying foxes, and also Queensland. We haven't had too many of these colonies around our region to worry about, have we?
No, we haven't. And the outbreaks that we've seen in the past, in Queensland in particular, northern New South Wales, are usually in areas where people are feeding horses under flying fox roosting areas. And so the feed containers and the feed itself are being contaminated with flying fox droppings. And we think that's where the issue has occurred. So this is a precautionary move. What it does is serves to make people aware that flying foxes and horses and human health are all an issue together.
The veterinary industry has suffered most from this, unfortunately, with some losses there. But horses, and we haven't got a lot of vaccinated horses, I guess, in the pleasure industry.
No, that's right. That's right. I think, you know, the flying foxes cause a health problem on a number of levels. There's the bat Lyssa virus, which is a problem for humans directly between contact between the bats and the and humans. And then there's also Hendra virus, which is an issue between the bats and the horses, and then humans can be contaminated from the horses. So, and you know, a number of horses have died and a number of humans have died. We think this is a timely opportunity to remind people that vaccination protects horses and it protects humans, and so it's worth considering vaccinating your horses, especially if there's any chance that they'll be in any close contact with flying foxes.